from KQED.
Most of the recent talk on healthcare has been around cost and the predicted spike in Obamacare premiums. But there's 100 pages in the Affordable Care Act devoted to improving the quality of the healthcare we've been paying so much for. KQED's April Domboski explains California's Obamacare marketplace is making a bold move to get consumers more value for their money.
We're all used to pharmaceutical commercials that end like this.
Call your doctor if you have fever, stiff muscles, and confusion, as these may be signs of a life-threatening reaction.
But you never hear warnings like this at the end of hospital ads.
People who get care here may die from medical mistakes, get a hospital-acquired infection, or have an unnecessary C-section.
Well, Covered California has devised a new way to hold hospitals accountable, not in its advertisements, but in its contracts. If hospitals don't meet certain targets on safety and quality, they could be excluded from the marketplace.
Basically, we're saying time's up.
Lance Lang is the chief medical officer for Covered California.
We've told health plans that by the end of 2019, we want networks to only include hospitals that have achieved that target.
One target is C-sections. Hospitals get paid more to do them, and they usually take less time. So women who don't need a C-section often get one. Even in low-risk cases, some California hospitals are delivering 70% of babies by C-section.
So that means that when a woman goes to a hospital, it's the culture of the hospital that really determines whether or not she gets a cesarean section, not so much her own health.
Unnecessary C-sections create unnecessary risks.
Bleeding, hemorrhage, even death.
That's why Covered California, state health programs, and big companies want hospitals to keep C-section rates below 24% for low-risk births. But only Covered California is telling hospitals that if they don't play by the rules, they'll be benched.
It's basically a quality improvement project, but with a deadline.
It's probably the boldest move we've seen in maternity care ever.
Leah Binder is CEO of the Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit that rates hospitals on quality. She says quality control of any kind has been recent and mostly voluntary.
Back in the 80s, 90s, nobody ever thought that hospitals should ever have to report to anyone on how they were doing.
California has more than 240 maternity hospitals, and most are now working actively to improve their C-section rates. But state data showed there are about 40 hospitals that are still far off, including a cluster in East Los Angeles that treats low-income patients. OBGYN Melanie Nijigal says the target rate is harder for them.
So if you have somebody who is on methamphetamines and is homeless and has not gotten any prenatal care, her chance of a C-section is way higher than someone who is not all of those things. And so the problem is, how do you adjust for the patient population of a hospital?
It's not an aggressive target.
Covered California's Dr. Lang says it may take some awkward conversations, but he believes all hospitals will be on board by the deadline, either meeting the target or on their way. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.